16. Call it to order. Welcome everyone here today. I'd like to have my council member have an opening prayer for us. Would you please rise? Ladies, come on in.
Chairman, I've asked our elder Eddie Reddickle Jr. to say the prayer, if that's okay.
It's an honor. I've served with his father, one of the greatest men I've ever had in my life. I wanted him to know that. It was exceptional having that man take care of my rituals when I was young.
Heavenly Father, in this fall season, as you bring the most glorious colors to light, in our being of your most gracious love upon us, we ask that you bless the road that we're on, clear the obstacles that you may see that your wisdom and guidance and love for our fellow man and for our fellow people. Heavenly Father, the leadership that exists this day, grant them longevity of life, strength of life, strength of heart, mind, wisdom, that they may see the best they can in our human limitations, into the future for the welfare of our people. Heavenly Father, we ask this in your name. Name your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Councilwoman Boone here. Councilman Tishwalla?
Here.
Councilman Crum? Councilwoman Irwin?
Here.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Here.
Chairman Wallen?
Here.
Councilman Yates?
Present.
We have a call.
Thank you. With that, I'd like to call up the account reports. Julia Rose, Leslie Young, ladies. I'll start off with you, sir. Get back in the car.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Everybody else did all right? To start out with, we have $125,705.53 in the banking. Currently, for FY17, we've spent $15,870.22 through the end of October. We just closed up September yesterday, and we'll be sending reports accordingly.
Council, you have any questions?
Last Thursday, we had a discussion on it all, getting information on the budget out to our constituency. We haven't made a decision yet, but is this something that you generally see on the other county?
This type of budget report is printed for all of my accounts that
all
I work
your
with.
Accounts, and that's pretty, that's sufficient for throughout your other office.
It's what we submit to Congress every month for their reporting.
Okay.
It's what the chief's office receives.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good morning.
Thank you, ladies. Go right ahead.
I did not bring the balances for the checking account. I will email those out. I'll get those correct. We did receive the $20,000 estate revenue for the lease
of
in the pasture property, and the income for October for interest was $140.78.
Thank you. We appreciate you being here today. that. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have a little item I'd like to talk about, your auditor report, Mr. Jim Swan. As you well know, we had an emergency yesterday with Mr. Swan. I'd like to comment to Kathy Coleman this morning. He's doing fine. Demanding he gets to show up tomorrow and finish up the accounting for us and also with the Bureau of Reports. Of course, I didn't tell him to, but that's what I'd like to tell the council. So his report will be available after tomorrow evening. And with that, I'd like to move on to the agenda. Is there any questions?
Did you give the December payment? Is it gone out yet?
I'd rather let Jim finish up with those last comments.
Okay.
I will tell him we went up $105 approximately. With that, I'd like to go on BIA report, Superintendent Robbins Phillips, Deputy Director.
Good morning.
Good morning.
During the month of November, the Ranch and Field Operations reported 1,995 purchase or run tickets were reviewed and scanned. There were 4 well pluggings witnessed. 50 leases were checked for production for primary term. 130 lease inspections were performed with 43 follow-up inspections. There were 34 gas meter calibration provings witnessed, 108 lessee landowner meetings, 12 spills were inspected, and 28 follow-ups were performed, spill leaks and follow-ups. There were 20 tanks gauged.
Please continue.
The branch of lease management processed for approval 2 assignments and 46 lease terminations. They reported for the month of October 18,093 wells, less 3,248 wells for saltwater disposal wells, for a total of 14,845 wells. Under 25 CFR Part 214, those are your leases for sand and gravel. They identified that the APAC, Candy Creek Crusher, and Casey Heidman were the 3 top producers. You had requested in the past that the agency include all of the leases in the production that was reported for that month, which we did include in this report. For APAC, we have 44,480 tons for a royalty paid at $24,019.24. Candy Creek Crusher reported 17,096 with a royalty paid of 8,719. Casey Heinemann reported 4,670 cubic yards at 3,505. Schmidt Brothers reported 320 cubic yards at 240. Henry Banks reported 72 cubic yards at $54. They received 11 non-FOIA requests, and we received no FOIA requests in my office. The branch of subsurface minerals approved 5 working or workover permits and 15 plugging permits. You also received the a copy of the SharePoint that showed approved and pending permits of the agency. The branch of accounting collected $20,167 for lost revenue from chaparral. This was money that was identified from spills. The agency will continue to work on addressing the other lease bills that we have that we've identified for loss of revenue. So you will get copies of those letters as well. But Chaparral did pay that money. We included the Coffeyville purchaser statements and
I'll stop you for a second.
Yes, you know.
Is that the $20,000 as collected for our PL account?
Yes. And of course we've got with Jim Swan and we've submitted the gross production tax for July, August, and September. The branch of enforcement and lease compliance They reported 56 non-compliance notices. They provided 7 extension letters, and they sent out and received 16 spill remediation reporting forms. These forms are something that's new for the agency. We're sending out notices to the lessees, asking the lessees to provide us with a spill report identifying exactly what happened and what they're doing to remediate as well as resolve the problem so it doesn't happen in the future. And I believe that's about all I've got. Oh, you know that I do have something for executive. Tammy Kennedy is not going to be here today. She's out, so Charity Gamlin is going to assist us there.
I don't know her very well. Yes, dear, that'd be fine, and we went ahead and put that on our agenda.
Thank you so much.
We'll have you up for us, Councilwoman.
Question about the crushers. Why are some of them reporting in tons and others are reporting in cubic yards?
Those are the agreements that were made with the Minerals Council. And I do have those. I know that the last Friday you had asked for me to provide those to you. I had provided them to you before.
Yes.
But I do have those, and I'll send them over to you. I just haven't had an opportunity to put together a letter and send it to you. I apologize.
Councilman, do you have anything to add? I would like to ask a question. Is that when we are looking at these prices for this, we were asking the contracts themselves to, are we going to go under the 23 CFR code of 10%? Are we going to negotiate to 57 or 59% on the tonnage?
We are pulling those resolutions and providing the leases to you, and we will get with you, and hopefully you'll be able to provide us with some information as to what you want to do.
Yes, this is the ending of it. We're looking at an MOU with the state of Oklahoma. They are wanting to pay X amount, but my last contact with them to have their attorneys look at it, we can't sign that MOU setting that contract at that price, and then the trustee comes back as the Department of Interior and asks for the 10%. So I've asked their attorneys to look at that option for the council, and I believe Councilwoman Irwin and I talked about it. You don't want to run that through today, do you, as the MOU has written?
No, because it doesn't benefit us whatsoever. I mean, it's.
Thank you, ma'am. I needed that comment. Thank you so much, Councilman.
Thank you, Chairman. Very good report. I appreciate the information. I had a question on the spills and leaks. You had 12 initial inspections and you had 28 follow-ups. So it seemed like you doubled the follow-up inspections. Anything going on there?
Well, basically, when we have spills and so forth, we have to allow the lessees time to go in, clean it up, as well as remediate. And in doing the remediation, there's a growing period. So what you'll always, well, I can't say always, but there may be times that is higher than the actual spills that were reported that month because they are follow-ups. We're trying to ensure that it has been remediated.
So you get a report of a spill, you go initial inspection, and then you allow remediation to take place, and then you go back.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Thank
Before
you.
Before we close them out, we have to ensure that it's been remediated.
Okay.
In a situation where we find that it's not remediated or acceptable, we will get back with the lessee and ask the lessee to go back in and try it again.
Okay. And summarizing Mr. Daniels' activities on those, is that happening?
That would be him. Okay. When he goes back out and does a follow-up.
Okay. To Councilwoman Boone's question on the APAC candy crushers and reporting in tons. You mentioned it was an agreement. Is that the ODOT agreement?
No, where it was cubic yards versus tons.
Uh-huh.
The tons are new. The cubic yards is something that the Minerals Council has previously done.
Okay. So the ODOT project on the highway between, I guess, Pahuska and Marlesville, we made an agreement with ODOT. Is that being followed through? Or
that is completed, sir.
It's completed, and there's no issue on the 10% and You're sticking with the agreement with the minutes.
Yeah, that's completed and closed.
All right, thank you for your report.
You're welcome.
Councilman Jakes, before you start, as we gurney Jim Swan out, he did take care of that information on headlock payment. We'll announce that it's going to be $3,335. And I appreciate that, and then he's going to clarify some of his other report tomorrow for us. And then tomorrow, he said he's coming back here. That'd be great.
Ms. Phillips, I noticed in there, on your report, you've got an outside agency technology update, November 2016. Is that, is this something new, something you're putting somewhere in your report, something?
On what page, I'm sorry?
It's after branch, it's after your report to the minerals council.
Actually, what occurred was, I believe it was asked.
Oh.
To start providing some new technology, I think, here a couple of meetings ago. And that's, the engineers started providing a flyer showing new technology and stuff that we started including in our report.
Okay. I just hadn't seen that before. I wondered. I've been gone for a couple of meetings, and I think while I was gone, I've seen in some of our emails, has One Oak decided not to continue their gas storage contract, or is that something I'm... Because I couldn't find it in my emails when I went back looking for it.
They're not stopped it.
I'm not sure. I'll be able to check it soon. We can check that.
Council, they were going to ask to be on the agenda, but the internal office and council sent that out without giving you the privilege of hearing it first. Uh-huh. You announced to our shareholders. And then they're going to ask to be on the agenda and talk to us about options.
Okay, is that something we don't need to discuss in the meeting, or is that something?
For right now, I would like to put them on the center.
And I was wondering if that opened up some areas for leasing, and if that area's been closed with the gas storage.
The contract's actually not completed until December 18th next year. They're just getting ahead of the curve.
Oh, okay. Good deal. Okay. I said, I'm back in my emails, I'm getting behind.
With you soon as I'll have you in with us as our board trustee. Any other questions, sir?
Do you know when?
Ma'am.
When is it?
We're actually under a gag order under this contract, but it ends next year, just before Christmas.
In 17 December.
Yes, ma'am. Council, do you have any other questions?
I want to just follow up with what we're talking about. It's on the agenda, and I apologize if you're not going to be around in Europe. There's personnel, the oil and gas summit. And just a quick comment on some of the folks we're bringing in. I'm delighted. I'll share this later, but some of the folks that are involved in research and field application on track oil. In Kansas, they're agreed to come to our summit. And so I really like the technology piece. I've been reading it. I appreciate last month's comments on the chaparral performance there. So I see this section growing. And then after our summit, if your engineer is involved, I think we'd be delighted to look into that. Something like water shutoff, which I think Jim Hesser is going to talk about, but also trapped oil, which, you know, after everybody's come and gone, there's a lot of trapped oil that, according to, and Charles Holbert and I had this conversation a lot. So I appreciate this, and I just think it's just going to continue to grow. If we decide to move into that area, I'd like to keep this technology piece rolling. New development. I like this stuff on high pressure, high temperature. I know that's deep well, like you see in the down in the Gulf Coast, those kind of things, which is, you know, the technologies I remember that were posed at our oil and gas summit, were demonstrated and talked about, eventually led to some of the directional drilling that's, you know, some of those talks, some of those technologies. So we were on the front end of that. So I'm just just hopeful that this piece, the Bureau can communicate with us and communicate with the nation. You know, this is kind of where we're going after additional opportunities, so I appreciate that piece. Only to think that it's just going to keep growing. So thank you.
I reviewed your agenda. I couldn't be more impressed with our oil and gas agenda. And I would like to ask yourself and Councilman Yates, we need to do a little housekeeping and taking care of Ms. Riddle. We might need a motion that I would like to take care of from the oil and gas summit, so we're allowed to pay honorarium or whatever you see fit for her time and service for helping us. But I'd rather do it, if we could, today.
It's a resolution.
That's what.
To take care of you.
If you don't mind, I'd like to add that in, and if possible, it would help you. Everything else has been ready to go.
I didn't mean to bring an agenda up. I know Mr. Lou Brock has kept Councilman Yates in the loop, and for sure we wanted your feedback on any and all, if there's any more. The council wants this or to drop it. We're open. We want feedback. We want an approval from the mineral council and the speaker group. So that's coming later in the meeting, but I just threw it out at the BIA because this is kind of the direction I'm hoping with approval at the end of the day, we'll pursue some of these talks and possibly even joining some of the TORP, this tertiary oil recovery program out of the UK and Lawrence, Kansas. Dr. Stefan Miska, who does drilling technology review and stuff, different seismic research, the different things that are going on in North Tulsa at their research lab. We just got an exciting piece of people coming in or interested and want to come in. Kind of shifting, and of course, Shane Mattson, he wants to come back and explore more options. So anyway, we're excited. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you very much, Lou. Very good job on getting all this together and communicating with the summit committee, and thank you so much.
And if you will, under our committee reports, we'll ask that you indulge us in a resolution. Also, for housekeeping purposes, I'd like under the old business add in as a Minerals Council regular meeting day for 2017. Superintendent, do we need a resolution today on the lease sale, or is this just for our review?
I believe we're going to need a resolution today, yes.
My council, can we talk about it for just a second?
Sure. I thought we were going to discuss it in executive. I'd like for us to discuss it in executive.
That will be perfect time. Thank you. Just want to make sure. Is there anything else that someone would like to add? With that, I'd like to go to item number 7, approach production tax. Councilman Harlan.
Last Friday, we had discussed the gross production tax, and I had asked our trustee, Manager Superintendent, to give us some information and get back with us on it. But I think I did visit with her, was it Tuesday?
Tuesday, yes.
Yeah, I had to go up talking about my personal stuff, and we visited about it. But Candy was there, in there. And then I brought Candy over to talk to Mr. Swan and give her all the information I had on it. But Candy's not here today, so I don't know. I was kind of hoping that she could fill us in with what she consumed, the information, because it was about like that thick in the folder. And get back with us and tell her what she thinks about it, but she's not here, so I don't know what to say. How feasible will it be for them to do that?
Well, I understand
her answer. Can you answer that, Ms. Amber?
The
we'll
report she does, I don't
know. No, I'm just
she's, that one yeah, no, she don't know that.
After our conversation the other day, and Cammie did come over and obtain the information from Councilwoman Irwin, which we appreciate. I believe the discussion was that we would approach our solicitor's office and ask our solicitor's office to review it and give us a recommendation. So right now, at this point, that's where we're at. Now, Cammie, I'm sure, has reviewed it. She's not here today, so unfortunately, I can't speak on her behalf.
But there's two different areas in it. It's the horizontal part. The wells drilled for the horizontal is different than actually the oil producers that qualify.
Yes, ma'am.
If they qualify, then we can go back in and get what we paid them. But they have to qualify. I think that's what Mr. Swan told Cammie yesterday.
That's correct. And also, the program ended last summer on the horizontal drill. But we can review the personnel that were given that production tax back.
Okay. But anyway, since she's not here.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to move on?
Yes, sir, I would.
Please go right ahead, Councilwoman.
I don't really know on this IHS data. It was my understanding that we had to put it out for bid. And Galen said at the last meeting that things could be done to control the bid. I don't know exactly what he was talking about. But anyway, I just want to know who will be putting it out for bid. Who will be doing the process? Will we do it? Will the Bureau do it? I mean, who's doing it?
Give it a shot, sir.
I can answer something here. Ashley Bailey with IHS Market came in, impressive presentation. Came in, wanted to meet with members of the council. And at that conversation, we asked her to go, and we were told to get these, all this information was in the BIA in Denver. She said they went to the facility, talked to Gary Dieters and Jeff Hunt, and they indicated there are no BIA OSAGE records at their facility. Everything is in Pawhuska. So, I mean, so kind of that's kind of where we are. And then I guess Gary is in Pawhuska this week, which was last week, training the DIA on using knowledge gems. He hopes to look around the file room and see if he can get, kind of get an idea of where this data is. Did he come?
Yes, he is. He's right now at the agency providing knowledge gems training.
Okay.
And, Richard and I are going to speak with him later.
Awesome. And I would answer it this way, Councilwoman Irwin. We tasked Ashley Bailey to give us a quote.
Have we asked anybody else to give us a quote?
Well, I think it's okay, procurement-wise, to get a quote for a task. That way we know where we're going and what we're doing. And we do this all the time.
Oh.
On other areas. So.
Sounds kind of
but not here.
Yeah.
No, if you ever done work, actual work.
Well, I mean, those things are required of us to, for the nation. We have to put things out for bid. Is that not right?
I have a little chance to do that.
Well, let me just define that. Okay, the quote is just a quote saying, "Here's what the data is. Here's how much it's going to cost to transfer it to electronic." That's it. It gives us an idea, and then we can go get 10 quotes if you want. But we'll know what we're looking at money-wise, and if the money's there under the grant, we might not even have enough. We don't know. And until we know how much approximately this thing is, we'll get an idea how much it's going to cost to do.
So do you have a list or process of things accomplished?
They will tell us as the experts what the steps are to get from A to B and how much it's going to cost. I would recommend, or I would say, Member of Council, at that time we can sit down, Mr. Crum will be here because he's been instrumental in developing this. We go and say, we need more quotes, we need to change direction, we need to do this or that, but until we get that information, we won't know. So that's the only thing this thing's doing.
I just want to make sure we get more than one bid on it.
A quote is not.
He acted like we didn't have to do it, but I think we do.
No, I'm not saying that. I say we have to do it, but at this juncture, this is an exploratory step.
I understand. Yeah.
once we move to a bid, then we get bids, we put it out for bid. Companies read the scope and submit bids. That's the procurement process, and we have to have three bids, and there's a lot of other things going on.
Okay, all right. I just want to make it clear.
Yeah, we could change direction. That's the only thing we asked Ashley to do. We could take her quote and throw it out the back.
I just want to be clear about that. We have to have one.
Superintendent, Council.
I just wanted to make it clear that this is a grant that was given to the Osage Nation, so the Bureau of Indian Affairs will not be instrumental in getting bids. So we'll work with the Osage Minerals Council and the contractor in assisting you there with records.
That's awesome.
Well, I didn't know if we were going to do it with the nations, right?
Okay, yes.
Nation.
That was my change. Thank you.
And Councilwoman Green.
I just wanted to add that, yes, there are far other people interested in the data process. We've got other people that want to submit bids. I just discussed that issue. Thank you.
I appreciate each and every company that wants to bid on the process. I would ask that these companies wait until we get our scope developed, so we'll know what they're bidding on. So we'll develop the scope, send it to each and every company that's interested, and then they know what to bid on. So we're in the scope development phase of this process, I believe. I'd like to hear what Mr. Crum has to say when he's available, because he's been, again, very instrumental in getting this project and grant going, et cetera, talking with Mr. Minnibees. So there's a lot of effort on this one. I'm proud of this grant. I'm proud of this effort. And I think it's going to work. So, and we're not committed to anybody, really, IHS or anyone. There's a lot of folks out there. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Councilwoman Irwin.
I make a motion to go into executive session.
I have a motion on the floor to go into executive session. I'd like a second, please.
Second.
Second. I have a motion on the floor, Councilwoman Irwin, second. No discussion, call for the question.
Councilwoman Gooden?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwal?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.